Proclamation number 6492 of 5th of March, 1956. Bringing the dead back to life. For a long time I have been courting the love of my living creations which once apostatized from me, and it will take an infinitely long time until I have regained the love of all, until all are united with me in bliss, until I have reached my aim, to be able to create and work with fully divinized beings in infinity. But my adversary continues to offer me resistance for just as long. It remains a battle between me and him, for he does not voluntarily give up his resistance but fights ever more furiously for the beings he is in danger of losing. Yet this everlasting resistance is at the same time also the generation of strength. For life constantly arises from the strength flowing out of me, and where life arises spiritual things have already been wrested from death again, and my adversary is powerless against this life. For the battle between me and him consists of bringing back to life what is will let come to death, what is will deprived of life. And my will not stop giving life back to the dead again. And a never-exhausting strength is at my disposal for this, whereas my adversary loses strength with every revival to life. Thus I want to guide that which once emanated from me as something of essence to its true purpose, so that it is constantly active in a positive sense, to work in love and inexpressible bliss. For my adversary had set his plans against this original purpose. He wanted to prevent it from any activity according to my will, he wanted it to serve him, to work in opposition to me in order to invalidate me. And thus he caused this beingness to reject my strength of love flowing towards it. And through his plan he was guilty of causing that entity to fall prey to death because it rejected the life-giving strength. And the battle between me and him is only ever to awaken this dead being to life, which he wants to prevent since every newly awakened life is its certain loss. But eternities will pass until everything dead is alive again. And therefore the battle between me and him, between light and darkness, between good and evil, will also rage for eternities. But one day he will be defeated and likewise arise to life. Yet as long as the battle still lasts, as long as a single soul is still in his possession, he will not give up his resistance, for so long he believes in his delusion to still be powerful. For his fall into the abyss has brought him the greatest darkness, his fall has deprived him of all light, and this darkness of his always makes him think and act wrongly. No light can be given to him, for it would only increase his resistance, it would deepen his hatred, and therefore he flees the light because it causes him torment. You need to know all this in order to understand the infinite distance between this fallen original being and me and why an early return to me is impossible. But only impossible because his will is hard and unbending. Because he himself, despite his being, is completely without life. Because life requires strength of love which he completely lacks and which, in most vehement defense, he does not allow to approach him. For this reason every being has to be wrested from him, he will never give it up voluntarily, no amount of love would succeed in weakening his resistance. For you must always bear in mind that love is divine and that my adversary opposes everything divine precisely because he is my enemy who believes he can defeat me. You must be aware of this deluded line of thought in order to then also understand why there can be no premature return, No abandonment of his resistance against me, and why only all strength has to be used in order to bring that which came to death through his guilt into the state of life again, which requires eternities and therefore cannot be spoken of a change of will on the part of my adversary for eternities either. Only when everything spiritual has come to life and light will he be powerless and start his way into the Father's house, and then he, too, will live in light, love and bliss. Amen.